It's the AO show. It's the AO, AO show. It's the AO show. It's the AO show. This is just my AO flow. It's the AO show. It's the AO show. And this is just my AO flow.
Y'all already know the deal, bruh. It's your boy, Sig the Kid, the host with the most. The butter on the toast, and I'm coming for mine in that 1-9, you feel me? And we live, man. We missed y'all, bro. What's happening?
Yeah, what's happening with you, bro?
And I'm young DJ Ali B, because I never have nothing catchy to say. I'm young Spinelli for the 1-9.
Yeah?
I'm going with Spinelli. That's my new thing. I was Blimonger for 18, the Spinelli. Okay. But we are back. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who are long fans of the AU show, you should know that today is very special. While we're live. So, I'm going to try something new. We're probably going to just straight upload this after it's done. And
you're going to get this raw action.
Because this is the live premiere of our 4-year anniversary. My baby's 4.
Bozo, man.
They grow up so quick.
Sheesh, so man. What a time, though.
4-year anniversary issue we're going to talk about. We have the Ghetto Grammys. So, instead of us going through a long list of, this was our number one, this is our number two. No. We have decided to give our categories in. Give out Grammys to these artists.
Indeed.
And we also, of course, the elephant in the room. We got to touch on R. Kelly for a little bit. And the bigger...
No. We're not touching on him. Nah, but I keep saying away from that man,
yes,
goddammit.
Please. And the bigger, better elephant in the room, Webby Savage Life is on iTunes.
Come on, man. Happy birthday to the Savage, man. Come on, man.
True nigga holidays.
Yeah, man.
So, the first Grammy that will be given out today is the sleeper album of 2018. I'm going to let my co-host go first with his pick.
All right. Well, look, I'm going to tell you, man, my sleeper band of the year come from a Houston artist named Maxo Cream, right? Had an album dropped called Punkin'. Yeah, no, H-Town. You know, he from the Southwest. He from A-Leaf. But think about it, dog. The thing I liked about this, bro, is just like it reminded me of that same raw energy that YG's My Crazy Life had.
Okay,
like,
cause I actually have not heard this album, so this is
look.
This is
I'm
like
a sales
pitch.
This is the Crip My Crazy Life, bro. And like he talking about everything about like you know hustling, coming up in the street, joining the Hoover Crip gang. You know, shout out to all my folks out there grooving and whatnot.
I know Crips. I know a couple of Bloods.
It's cool. And then you know. One particular track in particular, bro, he got one called Roaches, right? And he's just talking about his adolescence and coming up. And, like, I feel like we might be the exact same age. Because he's talking about everything from looting in the store to get his first Xbox to crashing his computer using LimeWire and BearShare.
Oh, I love BearShare. That was
about,
I used to be on that whole thing.
Yeah, talking about almost.
A lot of my PCs dead now.
Right. Hey, fun fact, I did crash my... my first computer trying to download the Neptunes album. That clones joint.
Ain't no telling what crash mine.
You know what I'm saying? That almost breaking his little brother neck playing around with wrestling and stuff. Like, yo, that was me, bro. I felt that. And then outside of that, you know, you got your usual SoundCloud trap rapping, you know, whipping and jugging, finessing. You know, kind of like how like little pumping them talking about, you know.
Oh, I was like, what's like, the sound like? I'm old.
Yeah, you know.
I felt like an old lady.
You know, jigging and finessing. That's what we're gonna call it, jigging and finessing. And then you know, bro, it's just cool, man. And then they talk about both sides of the game, like because at the time he did have a case on his hands, but which crazy thing is he just got locked up for being involved in his music video with his other cat because they actually had.
He's that guy?
He's that guy. That. Unfortunately, he got caught up with that. But, you know, that's my sleeper, man. Give it a run. Maxo Cream Punkin'. That's P-U-N-K-E-N. And look, man, just let me know how you feel about it, all right?
So, my sleeper album, I went for a softer. It felt like it's opposites attract. I think so. This is almost opposites attract.
Yeah.
But my sleeper album is from a New Orleans artist by way of Atlanta.
Come on now.
Singer. A very fine singer. Anyway.
Oh, Lord, you're killing me.
Named Lloyd. He came out with his true LP. A lot of people, I think maybe there's only 3 people I know that actually have listened to this album and know it exists. So that's how much of a sleeper album this is. I don't even know why.
Like, I didn't know until you told me the other day.
I just recently started hearing the single on the radio. But anyway, I really love this album. I guess True, I think he must have went through a lot in his own hiatus, I think, with just a lot of different things. And he put out the EP. Mm-hmm. Of course, he had the song that did really, really well.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The album is very, very good. Like, I'm a Lloyd fan, but the album is very, very good. If you're looking for some just R&B, like, I'm pretty much a hip-hop chick, but this is a really good R&B album. It probably would have made R&B album of the year for me.
Okay.
That's a category here, but Sleeper, and I was like, okay, well, I don't have to choose between the two.
Yeah.
So it was hard because it was between him and Estelle. And I was like,
wait, Estelle dropped something this year?
Exactly.
Sleeper, what the man? Come on, man.
It's like a reggae-ish album. But okay. I felt like, even though we don't know, Estelle has a huger, a bigger fan base, so that's kind of why he won. But it's a very good album. My favorite on there is Bestie.
Okay.
It's like this, like, you know, everybody think, I think that if you're in a relationship, your significant other should be your bestie. So it's basically
be.
Saying that, like, you know, you're my bestie and blah, 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 I can't live without you. Porcelain is a good one. It's actually on my new playlist. Gotta plug myself. Gonna put out today on my Apple Music, my late night playlist. But it's like a sex song. And then, of course, there's one on there with Wayne. I mean, one on there with Spitter that's super, super dope. There's one on there with Rick Ross, of course.
Okay.
And then there's the one that's the current single, which is Caramel. That's a dope song.
Okay,
so,
okay.
My sleeper album is Lloyd. And you got your trap over here. Which yours was?
Pumpkin by Maxo Cream.
So that's the first ghetto Grammy we gave out.
Yeah.
Second ghetto Grammy, I'm gonna go to. I ain't gonna do it all that we had it.
Okay.
I'm gonna go to. Let's just do self care. Let's get that out the way.
Hoo.
So I'm gonna start it first. So my self care album of the year, and it's so crazy that this is a self care album of the year because we got a song in it called
Self Care.
What you got going on?
Lord.
He got a whole ad on his line. Anyway. Wait, I've never seen it. Let me find out you popping. You getting paid to be on your line.
Yeah, man, we get that ad money, man. Hey, you know, we get that back
and
in.
I thought I was popping, honestly.
I ain't
but
popping,
anyway,
man.
My self-care album, of course, is Mac Miller Swimming.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
a huge Mac Miller fan. Like, I feel like my family member died. Like, I'm still dealing with his dead days. But I miss Mac.
Man, come on, man.
But that's my self-care album of the year. I literally listen frontwards, backwards. If you can do sideways, I do that. I love it. Like, the production on this album is flawless. Like,
come on now.
Flawless. I've never really listened. I'm trying to think about an album in my lifetime that not named Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Mike coming with it.
Yeah, but yeah, big time.
This was like flawless, and the subject matters were on point.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate that he lost his battle, you know, with drugs and stuff. But it's crazy. But it's so crazy because, well, a few weeks before it came out, he said how everybody was going to just be loving him. But
it's like everything seemed like it was going so well. You know what I'm saying?
Because I think that we have. Our circle loves Mac Miller.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't see the negative. Like,
yeah,
I didn't know there were people that was like, who is this? And blah. I was like, what? Everybody on my timeline was like, that shit cold.
Yeah, man.
I cannot watch. Is it self-care? That's a video? Yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot watch. The self-care video is so creepy to me.
It's like he predicted his own demise.
It's a
dope-ass
video, but it's so creepy. But
it's like,
that's my album. I feel like I've been going through a lot the past few months. And really since that album came out, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually helped me through a lot. I put that album up there with all my kids. Because Kid Cudi is my therapy.
Yes.
My therapy. Like, when I'm going through stuff, I'm popping. I got a Kid Cudi playlist. I'm popping it in. Kid Cudi gets me right. But I've really been going to this album. Like, this, like, it's really something that just makes me want to get up. It makes me want to get up and just fight again.
Mm.
And I think that's the, I love that music has that power. But at the same time, like, the product. I don't think y'all, I got to really understand. Get y'all understand. The production on this album.
It's lush.
It's like, if I was a producer, I'd probably throw away all my beats. Like,
I'm gonna keep mine on the flash drive.
How you felt about it after you heard? Because you're produced. How you felt about that?
Man, you know, he always keeps a nice little set in his back pocket. You know, like, I was like, damn, it jams. Or I wish I wasn't feeling this way going through it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I'm mad this had to be the final piece
right.
that we were
like,
left
I
with.
Like, man, we're not going to get nothing. Well, I'm pretty sure. They say it was in studio last. I'm pretty sure there's, like, a lot more. But
yeah, man.
This being, like, the very last. And then I was so excited for the tour.
Right. You know he would have been here first in that 2009
yes!
tour.
What?
Yeah, but, you know, I know about his, like, his constant collaborators, like, Like Thundercat was on there heavily playing.
And
the bass.
That's the other thing. It didn't have a lot of features. It didn't. Like that.
It was him in essence.
You and know it what I'm was saying? Very genuine, and it was very, you know, you could tell it was from a place like,
yeah.
I think that needed to be on us, you know, like it needed to be put in music. Because I felt like,
right.
I hate that him dying, this album coming out, it really opened up the conversation for self-care. That, you know, mm-hmm. I didn't even think that we should have those. I always have self-care albums. Same. But the fact that people are now understanding that, like that whole, you can ask Ziggy, I preach it all the time. Check on your strong friend.
Please do.
That opened up that conversation to a bigger audience because he was the strong friend for everybody. And I'm like, yeah. How was he the strong friend? And he clearly
You know, the strong friends, sometimes they got to give to others without having it for themselves.
Right.
And eventually, you know, you might give in.
I definitely understand that.
Yeah. But man, peace to Mac, peace to the whole camp. Spitta, Wiz, you know, the whole Pittsburgh,
we're
man.
Gonna talk about that too,
we gonna keep it burning for you, man.
Too.
You hear me?
Self-care.
Man, my self-care album comes from Chicago's own Saba, right? S-A-B-A.
He talks about this album
all the time, man. Look, first and foremost, like
it's always part of a conversation between me.
I'm telling you, all right. I'm not even gonna get into like the lyrics first and foremost. Not even the content, just like the soundscape. Like if anybody's familiar with like Selection Radio, man, everything's on that low end, deep, dark, dank, dusty drums, you know, it just sounds syrupy, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like so pretty much majority of that album is on that lower end. It's just super funky, you feel me? And then a couple joints I kinda like on that, like one in particular in the beginning, it's called Broken Girls. It's talking about, you know, dealing with people that's like in that healing stage and in between stage, and how we use each other, not just men using women, but how we use each other to kind of, you know, fill that void. And like each verse of that song, like I feel like I've been in that situation. Like maybe we know we're not really for each other, but it's good for the moment. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, damn.
He also is selling this album because he's been told me to listen to it, and I just. Sorry. I think I listened to the first couple, give it a run, and then
you know you got your constant collaborators on there. Monte Booker, he's a pretty good producer out of Chicago. If you're familiar with Smino and No Name, he's all over the place with it. Now as far as like another track that I like, there's another one called Fighter, right? And talking about like literally like scenarios you've been in like a high school type situation, you know, how one beef can escalate and turn into several ones. Yeah, man, it's that yak. How one beef can turn into several beefs, and it's just a recurring cycle that, like, even when you think you're not out of it, you know, even when you think you're out of it, you're still gonna fall back into it. And it's like you go from fighting one-on-one to fighting for your life. And I like that one. And then let me see another one. The last one.
So this is the type of stuff that's on there.
Yeah.
I don't know what I thought was on there.
And then Gray. The hook.
You said what's your self care artist name again?
Saba. That's Saba. S-A-B-A. Saba.
So he collaborated with somebody like more famous, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, he did something. He was actually on Jimmy Fallon Monday with Smino and
I was like,
No Name.
Why have I seen him recently? Okay, never. Yeah.
And then the last one is called Gray, and it was talking about like how, you know, people usually gravitate toward the single on the album, but like the best thing is always like on the B side. It's always the one that's like not the mainstream joint. So I felt that from a hip hop purist standpoint. It's like, yo, I mean, you can love your your go getter Jeezy joint, but understand like it's like the other joints is on there, like you circulate, you miss the 17.5s and people like.
See, don't go there.
I feel
we
that.
Have
you feel me?
A whole other podcast on that subject matter alone.
Yeah, so like the gems are in the filler. So I felt that from my spirit. So check my man out, Saba. Care for me.
And mine is Mac Miller Swimming, but we know y'all know about swimming.
You heard me.
Y'all know about swimming.
And peace
to
Mac.
So we're gonna move on to Rookie of the Year. Mm-hmm. So okay, disclaimer.
Mm-hmm.
He is being real picky with his list.
And
he
really?
At first had the same Rookie of the Year, but he gonna say because it was a gangster group.
Oh man, yeah.
Whatever. So anyway, I'm gonna go first. So my Rookie of the Year is Jid with DiCaprio too. He cute too.
Shout out to the Dreamville camp.
So he's off of Dreamville. He's from Atlanta. He's a minister.
He's sad.
He's like my height.
Duh. Y'all fun size. It's cool, bro. Aw, man.
You kicked out.
All
right. You kicked out.
All right. I'm shutting down the studio, damn it.
Right. Anyway, so that's my rookie of the year. This
Why
guy
you like
here got me on GID.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's very good at getting you on stuff.
I mean, I got good recommendations.
So, he dropped 151 rum, and I was like, okay. And I was so mad because I feel like it's too short. I still feel like it's too short.
That's the point.
I'm not going to lie. I have a confession. So, like, All These came out, right? Mm-hmm. And I really did not like All These at first. I was like,
really?
Because I think it was the get off my dick. Get off my dick. And I was like, I got to get used to this. And then I just couldn't. I don't think I could get used to it. Mm-hmm. So, that kind of. I was like, okay, but then I was like, you know what? I started following him. I was like, all right, I'm getting excited for that album.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Anyway, so I'm trying to find it. Okay.
What you got there?
I need to get to the, you know, track listing.
Gotcha.
Because I be knowing, but I don't be knowing.
You know, I can kind of read your phone.
I can see it. All right, I want to make sure I have the right one.
Boom.
So anyway, so I really like this album because I feel like, one, he's from Atlanta, and right now I feel like the trap sound in Atlanta is really like all we know.
Yeah,
but you know, it's Lil Baby from Atlanta.
He's from Atlanta. Okay. He ain't from Atlanta. He's from Atlanta. Like okay. you gotta cut the tea out.
We got Lil Baby. We got, you know, 21. All those people like at the forefront. Metro Boomin. All them. Mm-hmm. Future. All them. So I think that we, you know, we forget about the Outkast and the Andre Stags and the T.I. Because T.I. has been trap to me, but he's more rap trap.
Yeah.
You know, we forget about all these different Atlanta sounds because we're so, you know, everything else is to the forefront. So I like the fact that this is the artist that's from Atlanta, but he feels like he's one of those guys.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
He's
like, you
he's
know,
company,
he's not trying to, you know how sometimes you have those, what I always hate about artists who, like, for example, we have certain types of rap in New Orleans and more conscious rappers in New Orleans like to look down at the rappers who are more, you know, for their hood or whatever. And
right.
It's like, y'all are not no different. Y'all come from the same hood. Y'all just decide to, you know, put y'all craft out in different ways.
Right.
So I like the fact that he is not a trap rapper, but he's not trying to discredit the fact that, no, nigga, I grew up in the hood.
Yeah.
It's in my music. Decided to say it in a different way. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You saying that was my brother shit. Like, nigga, I was wearing a hand-me-down that was a hand-me-down
that was a hand-me-down.
Yeah. Like, you know, so at the end of the day, I like it. I like that he has his own style. Mm-hmm. I like his hunger. I like the fact that he like, man, we got to come at TDE neck.
Yeah.
Cause this nigga's cold.
I'm ready for this TDE dream beef on wax.
But
on wax.
You know, not all that fun. You know, they all like each other. So it's not, you know, a hate thing.
Yeah.
But I think DiCaprio too is a very good outing. I can't wait for him to grow as an artist. I can't wait for him to be more personable and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I don't know how I feel about people saying that he sounds like Kendrick. I get the reference, but
I'm gonna tell you.
I think because I was such a hardcore Kendrick fan that I know there are so many different types of Kendricks.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you. He's one Kendrick.
The one with the street.
I'm gonna tell you exactly. Rigor mortis.
Rigor mortis Kendrick for sure.
He's that, but he's also Carter IV Kendrick, bro.
Oh yeah.
He's C4 Kendrick.
He did the thing.
Yeah.
So, which is rigor mortis Kendrick for the most part.
Yeah.
But so I guess when you tell me somebody sounds like an artist, then I want I want you to tell me that I want the artist to sound like all aspects of the artist that you like, you know, comparing them to.
True.
So I really love this album. My favorite off of there, of course, is Strawberries.
Ooh.
The Mac Miller produced.
Come on now.
Man. Okay,
R.I.P.
My next one, of course, is High Box, because anything with Method Man, we're going to revisit him a little while. Method Man's just skating on everything.
Killing.
Method Man, let me see, pull it up because I can't keep it. And Method Man is like, so you got Method Man on there, and the story behind getting Method Man on there was like crazy. Like, you met him at a festival.
Hell yeah.
And next thing you know, he on your album.
Yeah, be like this.
Oh,
shit, I doubt it. Hit. What's on here, boo?
Are you a Jizz fan, like you said?
It's on my title. That's
I said that. Okay, so I like that one. I like Off the Zone Kids is my favorite.
Ooh, come on. He flipped that.
Working Out is my self-care. If we could give out self-care songs, it would be Working Out.
Hell yeah.
He really embodied, I think, everything that I feel right now at this point in my career. Like, you have somebody that's about to put out this big album. You know, got DJ Drama on there. You on Dream.
Hell yeah.
But you have a song there where you're like, I've been working hella hard.
shit ain't really working out.
I've been praying to the Lord. Shit ain't really working. Like, yeah. I don't know anybody who does not feel like that in a dream chase, especially when you're on a path that's less traveled. That's the exact feelings you feel. Like, damn.
Sure enough.
I've been working. I've been getting this. But shit, I'm still feeling like I'm at the red light. So that's definitely my... I want them to make Tide. Because it's spelled like that. Tide.
Yeah.
The single, even though... Like, I love the fact that he did something with six, with black. I'm about to say six.
You about to say six. Like, God damn.
With black. Mm-hmm. We didn't really need LMA on there.
I mean, you know.
Oh, also on Squarberries. BJ the Chicago Kid, which I think is hella underrated. And I think that I feel like everything after Hot Box is like jig. And I love it. I love that. You know, I love that it's like, that's jig.
Respect.
Like, you know, so... That's my rookie of the year is Jed DiCaprio too.
Shit, yeah. Hey man, my man's gonna make hella waves this year. I'm looking out for that Revenge of the Dreamers 3, man. I'm seeing good things, Cole, man. I need y'all to deliver.
Cole and more the artists.
Oh man. I mean, it's gonna be alright, man. I mean, you had Tip up in there, Ross up in there, you know, Southside.
I need more Jed.
You gonna get it.
All
the Earth Gang. All I need is an invite, though, man. Just let me. I got like
invite.
Five beats. You know, you gotta make your own, bro.
The haters gonna say it's Photoshop.
You hear me? Yeah, man. It ain't Photoshop. Because I ain't got Photoshop,
nigga.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So where we at now? Where we headed?
So you on your rookie of the year? What's your rookie?
All right. Rookie of the year, man, come from the West Coast again.
West Coast been eating, y'all.
Yeah, bro.
West Coast been eating. I'm telling y'all, the West Coast. Mark our words. West Coast been eating, and y'all gonna look up and be like, because I'm gonna tell you,
West Side back for real.
Nipsey almost creeped up in my list. That's how much they been eating.
Man. But my rookie of the year, man, my man, Buddy, man, West Side Buddy, he got an album called Harlan Alejandro.
I love Buddy though.
And what it is like, you know,
that's how you spell
Alejandro? Yeah, Alejandro. Yeah, man. Well, I don't know. I might have, you know. I didn't
know. Niggas from Alexandria.
Well, oh, look at that. I mean, I might have got my vibes mixed up.
I gotta spell and say your city because that's my name.
Hell yeah. But nah, man, you know, he's from Compton, West Side, man. And, you know, the thing about him, I like, he kind of reminds me of like a younger Nate Dogg, you feel me?
He does. See, I know this one now, y'all. I ain't listened to it multiple times.
And for if I had to describe this album to people that haven't heard it before, I would say it's a piece that you can see walk and make love to your girl at the same time with. You know what I'm saying?
How you gonna be?
Hey, look. Hey, it's real. It's a gangbang love soul album. That's the best way I could put it.
A gangbang. That's a good name for a playlist. Gangbang love soul.
Hey, write that down.
Don't y'all steal my idea.
Yeah. Hey, but my favorite joint on there is Trouble on Central, which is pretty much like a flip on I Wish I Was a Little Bit Taller. You know what I'm saying?
I really only listened to this like one time.
Hey,
I definitely
should
give it y'all this.
And then Young is another one joint. You know, that's another joint I like too, man. It's like, you know, everybody like that young nigga energy. Mm-hmm. You wanna have wealth, you wanna have prosperity, you wanna have that relationship you want, man. You wanna feel it when you know, at your prime. And it's in the hook. It's better when you young, you feel me? And you know it's real, so shoot, man. That's why I'm rocking with
Nipsey and Meek. I ain't gonna say best, but they came with it.
Oh yeah, but I can't say best, but Harlan and Alejandro, Buddy, check it out.
That's his rookie.
Throw up your seeds. You feel me?
It's Jed. For those who are tuning in to Both Our Lives, Jed's DiCaprio too. Which, you know, funny enough, I never really got why it's called that. I guess something to do with Jed.
I mean, we're talking about DiCaprio.
Yeah, I guess that's
DiCaprio. The story behind DiCaprio.
I know you know because I came after DiCaprio one.
Because at the time, you know, my man didn't have any. He didn't have an Oscar, and he felt like he put all this work in and never got recognized.
Okay, I get it now.
But he got it now.
Definitely. We're gonna do Clutch album of the year. Let me explain to y'all what Clutch means. So at the end of this year, specifically in December, a lot of artists came out with these albums. And if y'all know, if y'all are familiar with sports, and we try to always marry music and sports here at this podcast, you know, clutch is like the clutch shot, the clutch whatever. It's like the last, got you in there, and you,
Right, last minute shot, Robert Ory, you feel me?
So my Robert, that's what we're going to call it, Robert Ory, boom! Because we ain't going to call it the clutch, y'all. So the Robert Ory album of the year.
Yeah, man, we got to borrow your name for a second. Don't come looking for us for a check, because we ain't got it pimping.
So Robert Ory album of the year for me is 21 Savages, I Am Greater Than I Was.
Hell yeah.
Anybody, pull it up for me, I see this.
Man,
anybody who knows me knows. It is very shocking to a lot of people because I've been like this since the first album. I am Team 21. I am,
you know what? I never knew.
That tell you he go. I was all 18 before 18 started because I thought he was gonna come on another album. Mm-hmm. I was like, this gonna be his year. Well, he did, but it came out at the end. I said, this gonna be his year. Y'all gonna see what I'm talking about. I'm telling y'all, y'all gotta look past it. Like, I know it sounds like it's something, but he really be,
He ain't just shooting everybody.
He started getting on everybody's album, and y'all was like, that nigga come on. Like, I tried to tell y'all.
And then, man, my man been growing so much as an individual,
As an individual, I'm definitely proud of him that he's deciding to, you
financial
know, educate,
literacy,
educate people in this hood. Like, about, because in the hood, you don't get that.
You don't.
We don't get that. We, you know, we're very much a people that is like, oh, I got some money. All right. You know, we don't get that.
I'm gonna piss my money away. No.
So I'm definitely happy that he's, in, you know, educating these kids.
Hell yeah.
So I'm telling you, I was so excited. And then the year was going by.
Damn, we ain't got no 21.
It's not coming out. And then he did what he did the week before it came out. And so, my bad, y'all. I forgot to upload that. But
And then that fateful day.
Came out.
It came out.
And I'm definitely somebody. No, look, no shades of Cole. But I was like, okay, Cole.
Hey,
but
I hate that.
By the end of the album, I was like, child, I forgot about that a lot. You know, but I get it. You know, of course, you put J. Cole on the front of your album.
Come on. They didn't even put him in the credits. It was just like, nobody surprise, nigga.
Yeah, no, that's the other thing I love about this album. I think when we go to listen to albums and you see featuring somebody, if it's somebody you like, it does create an anxiety. You know,
yeah,
I can't wait till I get to that.
I got to jump to this track.
This was an album where it was just names of songs, and you had to wait for the song to start see if somebody was on it. It is a lot of, you know, he does have a lot of, but I like the fact that he flipped Sicko Mode on Out for the Night.
Yeah, yeah.
I really like he did that. That was super good to me. But, so, let me see if I could do this correctly about my favorites, because y'all gonna be like, this girl's so ignorant.
What you got, man?
So, of course, Can't Leave It Out It is one of my favorites. Padlock is a favorite. Good Day is actually a very fucking good song.
Chit-chat.
And then it has Schoolboy. It's like a, isn't Schoolboy like Juicy J or something? No, Project Pat.
Yeah, Project Pat.
Schoolboy, and who would have thought 21, Schoolboy IQ, and Project Pat? Like,
who thinks of that?
Who comes up with that?
It's
who
insane.
Who is the A&R on this one?
Shout out to you, bro. You need to raise my
award. You need a goddamn award. God damn it. So I love Good Day. I love ASMR, even though I don't think he should have had to fucking apologize for the little Jewish lyric.
Man, people sensitive.
And if I get big and y'all find this live, I ain't apologizing, bitch. It wasn't that serious.
I ain't going to try to get you out of here.
I'm going to apologize. So this is how my actual top favorites go. It goes 1.5. I just like the little fast songs. 1.5.
Oh, yeah.
It made me drive fast. I like songs that made me drive fast.
Oh, yeah.
So 1.5 is my three. Would be three.
Yeah,
two
yeah.
is, see that Gunsmoke? Gunsmoke is on like the promo for it.
Oh, yeah. That was
see
hard.
That Gunsmoke?
Tell me about that Gunsmoke, man.
But the absolute favorite, the one I could get dressed to, the one that get me hype, the one that I might go bust a nigga upside his motherfucking head for playing with me.
It got real hood in here real quick. Let me clutch my belongings, man.
The very first time y'all he ever see me act like that, he was on the phone like, oh my god.
Hold on. It's colored up in here right now.
It's 4L.
I knew it. I should have known, bro.
Leave your brains in your motherfucking lap ass. Nigga. What? And then a dude that speech on there, he's so jazzy with his.
Yeah, man. And then I'm about to say that was Rube at the end, huh?
I don't know what it is that's rapping on there.
Oh, wait.
I thought that's one of his like crew members. If y'all are just want to just give it a chance, I know everybody just looks at stuff and say, oh, it's trap this, I ain't going to do it. It's worth your time. Robert Ory, aka Clutch album of the year, is 21 Savage, I Am Greater Than I Was.
And my selection is from H-Town via New Orleans' own. Used to be known as Les.
Young Lightskin.
Yeah, but he goes by the name Chico now.
Why he changed his name?
I mean, it's a childhood nickname, man. I mean, hey, you gotta grow. But
because he scared me. I said, stay, no, what the hell
is that? Yeah.
Like, what you mean?
I mean, he didn't. Did he lie to
and
us?
And then he said, I never said nothing about quitting.
Yeah.
Now, you knew people was going to take that like that. Yeah, you had fun with us trolling.
Folks ran with it, but shit. But it's all good. But yeah, Steak and Shrimp Volume 3, the third installment in the series. Like, this is thing about pairing rappers and producers. You know, when you get like a Currency and a Harry Fraud.
Monsta Beast.
Or Wiz and Sledgerin. Or right. Like Jay-Z and No ID. You know it's going to be some heat. When freaking Chico and DJ Mr. Rogers collab,
that's it.
They never,
ever miss about them.
Hey, bro, they real. And they, you know, and then the thing about
it. I really only haven't listened to this album just because I was that obsessed with 21
Savage. It's all good, man. It's all good, man. But the thing about this, man, it stays true to the Houston ilk. You know what I'm saying? It's a bunch of school references. You're gonna get all the landmarks. You're gonna talk about Westheimer. You're gonna talk about Whataburger. He mentioned Whataburger like three times. Whataburger,
because he makes sure.
Shipley Donuts, premium goods. Like it's
know
real.
About Whataburger. He don't do nothing
else. Yeah. And then you know they got a couple of joints. Like they got like little interludes at the end, like a amalgamation. That one's hard. It just turns into like a 3-minute mix at the end, like little chick talking about, I'ma slide up to the north side, give me some steak and shrimp, right. Go to Loaded Seafood,
somebody
get the crack
sauce.
Steak
and shrimp was a vibe.
Hell yeah, it is a vibe. And it's something you gotta play it at exactly 11:30 p.m. with your sunroof open, right down the interstate.
Get exact.
Stars gotta be out, you feel me? And then
playing that in New Orleans.
Yeah, man. Look, I know. Somebody fall through your roof. Look, but
somebody.
Look, you hear me? But yeah, bro.
That time, like.
Now the standouts from them joints, I want to say is you got that. What is that?
Oh, they joined. Changed his name on everything.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Roland with Freddie Gibbs.
Of course.
Gangsta Gibbs.
We forgot about Gangsta Gibbs album. He's getting honorary Grammy.
It's all good, man.
Honorary Grammy.
One thing. I gotta applaud Chico for putting him on there, because like think about it, you don't put Gibbs on your album because he's gonna try to eat you every single time.
Well,
bro.
You know, just like people had to take it for currency. Yeah, I mean,
let me see. Off the Strength, P. Miller Flows. You know, he remixed that 4-5
like
niggas smoking weed in my
Keys
Cadillac.
Keys. I like P. Miller.
That whole hard for real. He got my dog. Oh, he did. My boy Jay Worthy from London Drugs charging to the game. That shit was hard.
Oh, he got little Kiki on him.
He got Kiki. He got Kiki. He got Thug on there.
Because he boring, and I made it to them.
Who, you don't like Stanley?
He boring.
Oh, we gonna talk about that off the air. But yeah, man, if you need something for the slab, if you need for something for your A to B destination.
Don't put on no slab. That mean the interstate. Everybody don't know slab.
Yeah. Oh, well, slab is an interstate. Slab is the vehicle that you ride on the interstate.
There's two things. The slab is the thing you're riding on.
Yeah.
And the slab is also.
Yeah. It's a verb and a noun. Or if you parking at an adjacent angle that's not in a regular parking spot, you are slabbing.
I didn't know that.
You're slabbing.
So now we have schooled you on the word of the day.
Slab. So yeah, it's for every form of slab.
Right.
Steak and Shrimp, Volume 3, Chico, Get That, H-Town, What's Happening?
So now we're moving on to the trap album of the year.
Ooh,
for the both of us.
God damn.
My trap album. This guy, is he still in jail? I think he's still in jail.
Shit, he might be. Let's call him.
he's still in that bing.
No, he ain't that bing,
but
son.
I love this album. Crazy enough, he got up to be trap album because I had kind of put this. You know how you put albums down for a little while?
Hell yeah.
And one day I was on my bed in my head. Instagram. Shout out to Amber Kamara. He is a very good musical taste. Him and Lattimore, actually.
Indeed.
Lattimore, you can come up on stuff on their stories. But anyway, he was listening to Keisha and them. Pull up my trouble though for me so I can make sure I get my right
chop,
stuff.
Chop.
So I decided that, you know what, I have been ODing on Edgewood. And even when it first came out, I kind of OD'd on it. So I decided, you know what, the only other trappy person I OD'd on outside of 21 Savage was Takeoff. That was it. Takeoff, 21 Savage, and Trouble was my trappy this year. So, besides making him, I love Edgewood because I think that even though it's trappish, it's more to me like, it's like a Webby thing.
Mm.
Like, like Trouble have this super Atlanta accent, and it's very Atlanta-ish. Yeah, but I'm not, it's Atlanta, like Atlanta. It's only to me. I put it in a trap category because it's Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
and because of the way he go about doing things.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it because it's like his accent's so goddamn strong.
That,
and then just the way he, you know, the songs on there, like that Keisha,
Keisha, Nisha. Like the Tiffany, Tiffany. Yeah,
you know, all that type of well, stick with me. Like, yeah, it had that trap feel, like that old Atlanta trap feeling.
Yeah, it was like first time I listened to it, I was like, yo, this sounds like 2008.
Right, it's not the trap like now, but it's like more.
Yeah, this is like
that in between state.
It's like Gucci Mane when he had that dead body buried in his backyard.
Yeah, the winded Gucci.
Like Gucci. Yeah, Gucci when he was throwing people out the car. Yeah.
So you know, my favorites on here, of course, is Keisha and them.
Mm-hmm.
Come Through. Okay, Come Through is a sleeper, first of all, because
that's my favorite.
It has The Weeknd on it, but it's like it's the slab song. It's like that. If you got, I remember one day I listened to it, and it was like a beautiful day outside, mm-hmm. and I just rolled the window down.
You must want the young nigga to come through.
And it's like,
yeah, you got The Weeknd hitting the freaking falsetto back.
Being that I'm actually, I hate to credit him for what he did to my ear, but I have to.
Okay.
So if you are really a Kanye person, you know that Kanye uses people's voices as instruments.
Yeah, yeah.
So that kind of trained my ear without me really knowing to listen to music, because I listen to a lot of Kanye. So at the end of the day, I like the fact that Trouble's voice is so like this with the little Atlanta accent, but then you put him on here with like The Weeknd. Like almost everybody who he's like paired up wise with, like feature wise, have a lighter voice than him.
Yeah.
So it creates this crazy balance on this, the song and this, with the beats.
Mike Will killed that shit.
Mike Will kills everything. Why do you think that Ray Schrumbert is where the fuck they are? First
true,
of all.
True.
But the fact, when I saw it was Mike Will made it, and I was like, oh, he on his label?
Mm-hmm.
Turn up.
Mm-hmm.
Turn up. You know what I mean?
God but damn it.
I feel like that, I really like it. So Come Through, Keisha and them. And I think it's like in the order for me.
I'm about to say, you don't like Ryder?
I'm about to say, Ryder's my number one. Like, Bring It Back with Drake.
But a lot of people say it could have went without Drake.
So I like it, but I don't really like it, because that's the first time I didn't like something, because I think that might have been going through some things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a strong opening, like Real Is Rare is good, might not. But if you're just somebody who's trying to get into it and ease your way into it, you can actually start at 9, which is Keisha and them.
Yeah.
And you can kind of go backwards, like let it repeat it. Because if you ain't really ready for that Atlanta accent, you might want to start at 9.
Because
he come on there like...
Hey, my butt.
Yeah, he come on there. Like,
hey, keep the fuck nigga over there.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta kind of like, you gotta listen real hard to see what he's trying to say.
Like, what did he say? Yeah, yeah.
So that's my trap album. It's Trouble, Edgewood.
God damn.
Somebody Mike Will made it with Trouble.
Yeah, man. Look. Hey, I don't know how I can come back. Like, I low key gotta throw a audible on this one. I gotta change mine because your shit was hard.
Oh no, I don't gotta.
No. It's cool.
I feel fucked up because he will never do that again, y'all.
Oh no. Okay. So.
Swag me out.
So, new entry in mine. The trap album I got is Mozzie. Gangland Land.
Oh, you're wrong for that.
How?
Show me up.
No. I ain't trying to.
How
I
you gonna
show
do
you
that?
Up. I ain't showing you up, man.
How you gonna do that?
Man, if you don't know.
I'm changing mine. Nipsey Hussle, Victory Lap.
What? How? That's a motivational speech.
Self-care.
Hell yeah.
That's
more
self-care part two.
But nah, man. I've been on. I ain't gonna lie. I'm a late bloomer.
West Coast today.
Shit,
we can still do it.
Yeah.
If you got one,
I ain't gonna lie. I was kind of late to the show when it came to Mozzie. I ain't really start listening to him until the Black Panther soundtrack.
He on a lot of people, West Coast people that I like. He showed up on a lot of these.
Yeah, like it's random. He ended up on a B. Will song like 2 years ago called "Boat Doc."
Like every this another love
letter. Yes, that B. Will.
Oh God.
Yeah, man. Like, dog, it's like, and he had a line on there, it's like, committed suicide, he didn't want to do the time, attempted suicide, I'm like, what the fuck, like, let me listen to this nigga.
Where this nigga going with it?
Nah, but yeah, from Sacramento, like, so ain't too far from the Bay, but the thing about it, like, his particular West Coast, like, where he from, like, he has a lot of slang that's unique that he used, like, he called his homeboys Aki. And like he called the chicks.
I thought Aki was more from
Philly,
East Coast. Yeah, well, yeah. I thought that was. I learned that from State Farm.
Oh yeah, the Aki. Yeah.
Shout out to them they gonna be but here no, but Saturday, peep, y'all. But though. I might have to go rub up on young Chris.
Lord, but peep. And he twisted though. When he talked about the chick, he talked about he say like Akianas and shit. And like the thing
I
about it.
His ones too.
And then like
so much shit came out this year. It's like
you
couldn't really visit.
Hell yeah. And then standout joints, of course. He did a cover of Tupac's Thug Mansion with YG and Ty Dolla. Free Ty Dolla, goddammit.
He still like
hey man, he got caught with that white girl.
Kalani about to come out with a joint.
Oh, well, he might be out. Let me stop.
Well, fucking R. Kelly free. Bitch.
Yeah, and then he got another one, Bands on Me. Bruh, he had Black Youngster on that bitch. Really I sounded like.
I like that one.
Bruh, up in that why? Boy, sounded like goddamn NBA Youngboy on that joint. But it worked for some kind of way. I don't know how it happened. And then another one, let me see, the other joint, like My Brother. That's a funny ass intro, man. My nigga talking about everybody shut the fuck up. My nigga lost my cell phone, nigga. Everybody shut your fucking pockets, my nigga. I ain't fucking playing, nigga. But anyway, I was like, I've been around with this shit.
With him.
Yeah,
you,
so,
did it. You did how I used to do with Kendrick.
Bro, I'm like, sheesh. Like, I feel threatened. But yeah, right. Them. My boy Trey the Truth came through in the clutch, man. You know, came through with the baritone tone raps, man. But you know,
Trey the Truth always just kind of adds on to it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's that paprika, man. That Tony's, man. But
I'm
yeah,
sick of him.
But yeah, man. West Side. Blood Gang Raps. Yeah, man. So, Mozzie, Gangland Landlord.
It's audible.
Check it
we
out.
Make sure we tell
yeah,
you.
Man, because Ally fucked over.
My
man,
trap
man.
Album
she
was
over
Trouble
son.
As What You Did, Keisha.
Keisha. Hey, so, you know, so for all my cats that want to be, you know, recreational pharmaceutical agents. Oh, okay. This is your, you know.
This is your album? This
yeah,
is
yeah. Check it out, man. If you want to get into that, you want to say, because candy makes you dandy, you know? So get into that, man. Be the best sweetsman you can be. That's all I got.
So now we're going to do our write-in one.
And?
Every time, because I'm going to go first every time to put one of your phones.
All right.
Okay, so West Coast Album of the Year.
Sheesh.
Because I really feel like this album needs to be talked about, so it gives me a chance to talk about it. Us a chance to talk about it. If you want to agree that this is your West Coast, we could do that too. Of course, it's Nipsey Hussle, Victory Lap. I feel like it was everything we thought it was going to be. Like, it was nothing about Victory Lap that disappointed me.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty much like Victory Lap was the one.
Hey. It was hey. A, I know.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's like, so nothing about Victory Lap disappointed me. And I felt like, pull up Victory Lap for me.
All right.
I mean, are you agreeing that this is your West Coast album? Or you got a different
one? Man, I got to think for a second. I got to think.
I mean, if you don't want to think, you can just go on agreeance with it.
I mean.
So, I like Nipsey Hussle. Nipsey Hussle has become one of my favorite West Coast rappers because the reason why we know he's from the West Coast is because he reps it.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't necessarily have West Coast sounding music.
Mm-hmm.
I can never could really like explain what a West Coast sound is, but he don't really fit that mold.
Yeah,
he's a West Coast nigga. Don't get fucking twisted.
Hey, where
from the West?
Hey, where's grandma from though, son?
From Louisiana.
She from New Orleans.
Oh yeah, she from.
She from the Fifth Ward.
Yeah, he's definitely a West Coast nigga.
Yeah.
Chris Shelter, he died.
True.
But I like that Victory Lap is just like this. I don't know. It's like this. I can't explain.
No,
it's a pot of loveliness. Like,
yeah, like
it's like
think
that
about
feeling
it.
You get when you get that first gumbo of the season.
Yeah.
So I felt with Victory Lap.
Yeah.
And it's always an album that if I'm in somebody's car and they playing it, mm-hmm. like it's hard for me to focus because I'm like,
I respect it.
That's my song. You know what I'm saying? So my favorites on here is, of course, Last Time That I Checked.
Come last on. Time That I Checked.
Y'all know how I feel about Young YG. YG yeah. is on my top albums list. So
young,
think,
young Penny Loafer Thug.
Victory Lap and Stay Dangerous was neck and neck. Because let me tell you.
God damn, that was this year?
Yeah.
Shit.
Don't ever take away from YG.
Shit.
Stay Dangerous is the fucking one. But we talking about Victory Lap. Stay Dangerous is the edge word for the West Coast. Believe that.
That's tough.
But, so, of course, Hustle and Motivate is my favorite. Dedication, oh my God. The way him and Kendrick live on this song is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that for once he didn't feel like Kendrick was trying to outshine or it wasn't, you know, it was a perfect marriage on the song.
Yeah, yeah.
Grinding All My Life is one of my faves. But my absolute fave, like if you want to see me stop doing everything I'm doing, put on that blue laces too. I need to listen to it, the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm rapping and trying to talk to you. Like, yeah. So that's my West Coast album of the year. It's Victory Lap. My runner up is YG Stay Dangerous. For obvious reasons.
Yeah.
What's my favorite? The whole thing.
That's tough. That's the whole tough.
Thing. What's your favorite YG? The whole thing.
Shit, man.
I let it run.
Damn. I mean, shit. You know, you can't really go wrong with that.
I feel Victory like Lab. As far as West Coast, that's what it was. Like, Victory Lap and YG.
Yeah, Victory Lap. You know,
got everything else, I think.
Everything else kind of just fell in line, you know. You can say that Vince Staples FM was tough too, though. It was all
wasn't enough to give him a ghetto Grammy.
Like, you know, closest. I'm gonna just say the closest thing.
The AO show as a whole is gonna vote Victory Lap.
Yeah,
like it's not hard.
I'm gonna tell you.
Like, I've gotten arguments with people when they were saying that Daytona was better than Victory Lap. I was like, bitch,
shit.
First of all, Daytona ain't long enough to be better than Victory Lap. Let's start there.
God damn.
That's a whole nother podcast.
But yeah. I mean, Victory Lap was hard. I mean, you know, think about it, bro. It was like that self motivation, pick yourself up and go be a boss for the day.
Right,
stop waiting
right,
on these
right,
niggas.
Right.
And
if you pair that with like Jid and all the other things that came out, you should like really be feeling good about
Yeah, you know, I'ma have that hometown bias. The producer of Blue Laces 2, Mr. Lee from Alexandria. You know what I'm saying? He did his thing
on
that.
You definitely on that one, huh?
Oh, yeah.
He
I'm
did
on
his
that
thing
mode.
On that one.
He
that
did.
Blue Laces 2 is hard.
And like that last verse, the shootout on the beach, man. I felt like I was like actually in a movie feeling that. Like,
right.
Like, no,
my
nigga.
No, like, shout out to DH.
Yeah. My nigga bleeding in the front seat, dying and shit.
People feel like they in a damn movie.
Hell yeah. That shit was hard.
So, we just gonna move on. Because he gonna be fresh and fat trying to find out. Because he just that type of person.
Ah, man.
So, moving on. We're on to R&B album.
Okay.
I gotta do this. I gotta get right for her. So, my R&B album, my Petunia, finally dropped. They fucked over her. But she dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And she, out of all of the good music drops, she to me had the best one. She had the most well put together one. She had the one that out of everybody, even the people who were screaming Daytona, Daytona, y'all wasn't screaming more though. When y'all listened to hers, it was like, that's it? That's it? We gonna stop there? You know?
Yep.
So shout outs to Tiana Taylor with her Keep That Same Energy album. With the good music drops that came out in the month of June.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the last drop. I guess I was like, say the best for last. Shout out to Tiana Taylor for more reasons than putting out a dope album. I feel like she's a lot like me, where she's probably going through a lot being on label and being under somebody who feels like I'm a change whatever I want to it, you know, whatever. You kind of have the creative freedom, but then in the end, you really don't. You know, and we're seeing the fact that she, you know, directing her own videos for songs off the album. She had to deal with the tour turmoil with Jeremiah, bitch ass. You know, at the end of the day, so I just feel like she dealt with the tour drama very gracefully.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably dealing with whatever label drama we don't see very gracefully.
Yeah.
And I often say she just needs to go fully independent because she does
might as well. Might as well.
But keep that same energy if you're really a Tiana Taylor fan. It's so Tiana motherfucking Taylor. Like,
I don't even know what that means.
You gotta watch the show, but you'll know.
I gotta see
it's
bro,
definitely her personality, but it's her it's very rare that you get R&B albums and you hear somebody's personality throughout the songs. You know, you can hear the things, you can feel things that they're going through. So, my favorites on there, because ain't shit, ain't but simple songs.
Right.
But Three Way, of course.
Ooh.
Because, look, I'm wrong. Let me tell you.
Trying to get a Minaj in there, bitch. Little Minaj.
I feel like, you know, we are grown.
Okay.
You gotta keep the spice in your relationship. You
gotta
maybe,
put the
marriage.
Gotta put the paprika on that team.
Add an extra person for a little spice.
A little playmate for the night.
Spice. You know
what I'm talking about?
Send that hoe back home. She can't stay.
Oh, so she can't stay though?
She can't stay.
Call an Uber for us? Yikes.
But you know, I like that. I like that she wasn't shy about saying, ah, every now and then my husband gets busy.
Oh, yeah.
How the fuck you think this marriage is so happy, nigga?
No,
you know,
we flippers out here.
I love that one. Especially, I love Rose in Harlem.
Mm.
I like the fact that it's an R&B song, but it gives you empowerment. Like,
it be
the ones. What? I was like, bitch, it don't be the ones that's closer to you that ain't fucking for you.
Ain't.
So I like that. But my favorite, the remix and original from Jump, before y'all got on it, before she released the video and everybody's going crazy about it. I've been talking about this song since the day the album dropped, since just been talking about it. It's Gonna Love Me. I love that song.
Oh, yeah. The remix,
that's
tough.
Amazing. That's amazing beat from Kanye West. Mm-hmm. That's like a classic Kanye beat, to be honest with you.
Right.
It's Gonna Love Me is like, it made you feel like, ooh, like, we might get that Kanye back. Like,
maybe he's not that crazy.
And then he was like, bitch, we ain't getting that Kanye back.
I feel powerful when I wear this hat.
No, my bad. I got a little angry. Got a little angry.
No. Tap into my dragon energy with this hat.
Bitch. Anyway, so.
Yikes.
I love it. I love the remix. Uh-huh. Once again, we see Method Man skating. Do you know how hard it is to be the age that Method Man is and to skate on a fucking beat and not sound like he's old skating on a beat?
That's like the best 60-year-old I know, sir.
And fucking Raekwon.
Oh, yeah.
They all did their thing, but he extra skated.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he showed up to the fucking video looking like he been drinking water for the past 30 days.
No,
and
man.
And still looking like he the same fucking age. He don't even look like he old. Boy, you know, we saw the weight gain with fucking Ghost Sales here. You got an old man weight gain.
Yeah, right.
But
boys looking like they getting good rest like out here.
What's the song with him and Mary Jane?
All I Need, man.
Yeah. Like, are you fucking serious? Yeah. And then the video for Gonna Love Me, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Who would have thought?
Who? Not me.
This is the type of R&B we have. So that's my R&B album. Teyana Taylor, keep that same energy.
All right. Shit, my album, you hear me? Let me see what I got up here. My boy Brent Fires, you feel me? The Lost EP.
Yes, that one's
so man. What? So the thing about what? It, man, my man's what? Yeah, is that what, man? My boy, he kind of catapulted after he was featured on that Goldlink Crew joint. Right. But the thing about like Brent Fires, I like, son, it's like he just has this like desperation in his voice. Like he's like. Like, he sounds like he's trapped in a concrete jungle. And, like, you know, he just has that rugged soul with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me see. A couple joints that stand out to this. Pounds, of course, talking about, you know, everybody's addiction to the narcotics.
I'm saying both of our picks are short albums.
Yeah.
So that's when you know it's a good album.
Yeah,
when
like.
A short album can catapult across, like. Bigger album.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's quality, you know, like, it's quality over quantity.
Quality, yeah.
So, it's six songs, 19 minutes, man. But at Pounds, you know, asking, you know, how much you going for the P, man? I'm trying to fly for the week. And, you know, it's like, it's pretty much like a Kurt Cobain joint, man. And, you
y'all
know.
This is Shelly, y'all.
Hey, Shelly. It's real. And then, let me see. Came Right Back, bruh. Like, it's real, like it's like so self-indulged, man.
Right.
You know, like I don't like a line that stood out. I was like, I don't give a damn. I'ma do me, and if I gotta pick between you and me and you, I'ma always choose me. You know what I'm saying?
Keep that energy. Say it again.
Hey,
this
look,
is how, this is what we going into 2019.
If I gotta choose between me and you, I'ma always choose me. You heard me? Okay. And that's not, you know, that's not
we
like
talking about
being
relationships,
selfish.
Friendships.
All that, man. And then
self-care
another one
for 2019.
Hell yeah. And then Around Me, man. Psh, man, it's just,
like
it's
like
just
it. Awesome. That's one of them things. I would
like,
pick a favorite.
I'm looking for.
It's like my YG. What's your favorite?
Like,
all of them.
Yes, just say yes.
Yeah, yes.
And
what?
Then,
yes.
You all know, hell, bro. Just give it a spin. Like, that's something you gotta have that knock in your car to appreciate that, because,
and I like that he does give you a lot of EPs, so if you're trying to get on him, it's not like you have to sit through a lot to figure out if you like him, and you know, it's really easy to kind of
straight
to his music. I like stuff like that.
Yeah, man. So like, man, it's just it's painting a vivid tale, man, of that street life from a soul standpoint, man. Brent Fires, Lost EP, it's a banger. I'm stamping certified, you know what I'm saying? Zig don't give you no bad recommendations, so check that out.
The one y'all all been waiting on, the Grammy, to end our ghetto Grammy segment.
Drum roll, please!
Album of the motherfucking year.
With your puss ass.
Album of the motherfucking year.
How you talking
you
about?
Hear me? Y'all know what y'all been waiting
on. Rippity rap, niggas.
We're gonna rap, and we're gonna keep it for the last.
What
so
you thought we
really
did on the farm?
We're gonna give y'all some real goodness here.
How you talking about?
Rap album of the motherfucking year for me.
Motherfucking year.
Because we gotta say motherfucking. You know, I don't be like the curse all the time on our back.
Sorry, mom. Motherfucking.
But motherfucking year me is. My nigga, the reason why y'all even know TDE exists, the reason why y'all even know about fucking Kendrick, the nigga that gonna go down in history as the realest nigga ever, because he took one for the team. and kept it 100 the whole time. Yeah, yeah. FaceTime. And now yeah, it's yeah. FaceTime. Who am I talking about?
Who you talking about, bro?
Jay motherfucking Rock.
Talking about
with the Redemption album. Yeah. Rap album of the motherfucking year, you hear me?
Tell him why, bro. Tell him why.
Perfect.
With a y'all mind
talking about something perfect. Now they say period. Perfect. Let me tell you. Y'all mind you with that blah, 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 rah, rah, rah. Daytona, Daytona, Daytona. Man, Daytona ain't got shit on J motherfucking Rock Redemption. Because you know why?
Why, bro?
You can't play Daytona on the radio. But guess what you could play on the radio?
Win, 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 win.
Win, 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 win. So, of course, you know, J Rock definitely got catapulted into the spotlight because of Black Panther. Shout outs to Kendrick for getting all these opportunities.
Hell yeah.
And King's Dead, you know, put him like, who is this nigga? Even
I gotta go get it. I gotta go
if
get
you
it.
Are really a TDE fan, if you're a Kendrick fan, if you're just a Kendrick fan, you know he been every chance he get, he eating a beat. If you're a Schoolboy Q fan, an Ab Soul fan, you know he's been showing out. He just been waiting on a chance. So I love Redemption, you know, especially after seeing his, you know, Breakfast Club interview and really knowing that this album really was an album of redemption. You know, he went through the bad accident, shit with his old lady, shit with, you know, just being on a label and having to deal with the fact that, you know, you had that Kendrick chance and for whatever reason, it didn't work out for you. So now, you know, you got to kind of like, okay, I ain't going to be evil about it. I'm going to roll with it. You know, yeah, yeah. My brother's day of success is my success. And to have to really see that he means it. Like, I didn't feel no way. They successful. They was winning. I was winning, you know, so. Did you pull it up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I love Redemption. It's a very, if you are a J-Rock fan, you know, you have
9059.
You know, that's a good album. Mm-hmm. I mean, even his first album was a good album.
Yeah, yeah.
But something about Redemption was like, okay, it clicked. It was like, it did. Like, I can really play this bitch from front to back, back to front.
True.
The videos for it was amazing. The beats were amazing. The lyrics are amazing. The stories he's telling is amazing. Oh, there we go. There, that stuff.
Yeah.
It's a very amazing album.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that, you know, we're coming back, y'all. I think that people don't realize that it's a really good album. It's an album that I think fits in with the whole TDE-ness. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I think that they have a level that we expect all the artists to be at. We expect artists that are on. Oh no, because somebody gotta save it.
Yeah.
I think mine saved.
Yeah, we're gonna be shit.
But you know, it's an album that we really, you know, we really don't get all the time. It might have saved, because one time I thought it did save and it did save. But if not, I have a screen card.
Yeah.
So it's an album that I think at the end of the day, you know, we try to. We give TDE, like, if you're on TDE, you better come with it. You know, if you're a TDE artist, I mean, you're a TDE fan.
Should you
feel like people that are on TDE, they have to come with it. They have to be these artists that are, oh, shoot, I'm trying to mess up.
Please, I'm about to say you FaceTime.
No, I ain't want to mess up the recording.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're a TDE artist,
I don't even need balance. Yeah, man. Like, you got battery, nigga.
So, and if you're a TDE fan, you expect the artist to come with a certain level, and he definitely came with it on this.
Mm-hmm.
You know
Hell
what
yeah.
I mean? So, like I said, let me give you my favorites. So.
Yeah, man, let's get into it.
Before I die. Okay, so, first of all, the bloodiest is the sassiest. The sassiest, like, hardest song I've ever, bitch, where?
You know what? I really feel like that's like Alvin Kamara's like, favorite song.
What the fuck, bitch, where?
Bitch, where, dude?
Like, you know how Juvenile say, huh?
Yeah.
His high in this song is
bitch where, nigga. Huh?
And then, you know, he got that you know, Eastside Johnny, first of all. Eastside Johnny all on this.
Yeah, that's a whole different persona.
He got that fucking, I don't know, it's just, he got that Cali accent, bitch, weird. So that's cool. My favorite, I had to do that. Knock It Off is one of my favorites. ES Tells is a favorite. See that Rotation 112? I got that, Rotation. Like, it's really good. Tap Out is definitely, I'm surprised they didn't push it for the radios, because that definitely was a radio single, radio friendly song. But OSM is definitely a favorite. Wow is a favorite. Wild Freestyle is a favorite. Troopers is like one of my favorites. Troopers is one of my favorites. I would say Troopers, Wild, and OSM, and then like ES Tales are like my favorites. But the whole thing run.
Like a man.
For you to say something is rap album of the year, when you're giving out any type of awards, it have to run.
It do.
So it's definitely an album that runs. So I think, so that's my rap album of the year, J-Rock. My motherfucking rap album of the year.
God damn it.
J-Rock Redemption. Boom, Claude. I got time before I put this up. I might actually try to edit it. I have to see if I put them little songs in.
I need that. Don DeMarco. Barbara.
So what's your rap?
Ross Clyde. Okay. Mine, at this moment, first off, I'm wrestling between the best album of 2018 anyway, because it can change every 30 goddamn minutes for me. Because I'm mad at y'all fucking rappers for putting out so much good ass shit this year.
Let me
man.
Tell you, I could tell you just off of for my radio show, my album, I can't get enough of this.
Yep.
This was the first year that, you know how good the music was? I didn't have to really think to get to 18. Okay. I was just like, boop, boop, boop,
boom,
boop.
Let's get it.
It was harder just to put it in order.
All right.
Than anything.
Now, as of 10:53 Central Standard Time.
So maybe he might tweet something else tomorrow, yeah, y'all.
You know, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Southside, close to Guardia.
Huh? People think I live in the hood. I don't live in the hood, y'all.
Oh yeah, we close though. We ain't too far.
We ain't too far.
Yeah, bro. We can still call the cops. So you know, come in 30 seconds. Yeah. But my album of the year comes from none other than Chicago's own Mick Jenkins, "Pieces of a Man." That's hard. First off, like, just the whole layout of it is dope. It's loosely based around the Gil Scott Heron poem called the Morse Code. And talking about how black people in the inner city are trapped in this maze by the white folks that hold the key that don't let them know how to get out, but question them when they're angered by being in that situation.
Right.
Damned if they do, damned if they don't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So first off, and my pops was a big Heron fan, so I kind of, you know, I gravitated toward it too.
And so just, you already knew what it was about when you saw that.
Hell yeah. And
see, that's how I say you gotta pick things that you know is gonna resonate.
Yeah, it's gonna resonate with your soul, man. Right. But just the content of some of the songs, like some of my favorites, "Stress Fracture" on there, man. Just talking about freaking like anxiety, like who do I run to when like there's no one to run to for my situation, man. Right. So used to, you know, dishing out, you know, advice and help to others. That you feel like, who can come to me when I'm in need, you know what I'm saying? So that's a good one. "Stress Fracture." "Grace and Mercy." "Grace and Mercy" is basically a church hymn with fucking Southside 808, freaking 808s all over the joints. Like, dog, it's something that just gets stuck to your head, like, wake up thanking God for these brand new mercies. Oh, like, come on, man.
I had to revisit this one.
It's so hard.
A lot of albums this year, because it was so much, I really visit one time.
Yeah.
And something came out and it took my attention away.
Hell yeah. Another super, super duper important track on here. It's called "Reginald." The backstory of Reginald is, I don't know. It's about having an opinion as a rapper and people not being freaking overly sensitive about it. Because the backstory about this is,
I need a subject to talk about.
Yeah, because Mick Jenkins kind of gave a critique about a certain TDE rapper's album, said he was like average to him. He's talking about Isaiah Rashad. And he was like, I ain't think he was all that special. And then he kind of got bent up about it. And like,
I didn't mean him, but I mean, I don't think he's whack, but I don't think he's, you know,
yeah, he's like,
so people put him on.
Yeah, and then, you know, the thing about it is like, don't, and then the hook just explains it all, man. Don't get to clocking another nigga dough. Don't call me a hater just because I say I wasn't fucking with the flow. You know, if it's Reggie, then I gotta let you know. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's like, man, you gotta respect people's opinion. They gotta be able to be in a position where you can agree to disagree. It's all right. It's hip hop. We're not gonna agree on everything.
I tell every artist who asks me for opinions about that. Like first,
don't ask to get offended, my nigga.
Who is your audience? Who you making music for? Mm-hmm. And everybody's not gonna like your stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you're only asking people in your camp and your fans about their opinion of your music, they're going to. It's not a yes man thing. I don't ever look at it like that. It's just that that's your camp. They're kind of invested in your stuff just as much as you are.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask me or somebody, you know, somebody else, and they don't like it, move on. Yeah. You're still getting paid, huh?
Yeah, right.
Who does it matter? But true. I do agree with that.
Yeah, another notable padded locks. First, because it's like a freaking hard-ass beat by Catronata. You know what I'm saying?
Wait,
and Ghostface Killer on the goddamn song.
Let me
man. It's like, yo,
you know, yeah,
fuck the feds.
How did I miss this?
Donald Trump is a piece of...
this?
I don't know. You didn't call me, baby, to ask me about it, man. But yeah,
we had a conversation yesterday about how he be holding out. Lord. And he be fucking telling me everything.
Don't be holding out on the gems, man. Let me know.
You do be holding out on the gems with me because you said it. I thought you be on everything.
My bad. I mean, shit. And then there's another one, man. Another one that stood out to me. He had a song with Kareem Bailey Ray, son, called Consensual Seduction, right? It's all about two things. It's about sexual tension and the art of consent. Consent. Like
Robert S. Kelly.
It's in the hook, bro. He's like, say it out loud if you want it. We're not gonna play the guessing game, which can have you in another freaking pool of trouble, man. Look, if you want it, say it. Don't leave nobody on you, feel me? Hey man, it's tough out here, man. But like, look, man, but the thing about it,
okay.
I about to say, but the thing about it, man, you gotta have open-ended conversation and communication. You know, you gotta open up your communication. Let them know you want it, like, and then, you know, just don't send misleading signals, man.
Give them a little
hit, man. You know what I'm saying? And then when it's ready to go down, just say it.
God, so what's your rap once again for those of, you know, we had some people coming here.
But yeah,
what's
your
rap album of the year?
Rap album of the year is Pieces of a Man by Chicago's own Mick Jenkins.
My motherfucking rap album of the year. You heard me, you did.
Wham.
Eastside Johnny, aka J Rock.
You know, Bounty Hunters.
Or Redemption. So we're going to go through quickly because we have a little bonus part that we have to film. Since we haven't filmed in a while, we can give you a little bonus segment with the other little quickie topics we have.
Oh, yeah.
But so first we did Sleeper Album of the Year. Mine was Lord, the True EP.
Yeah, mine was.
Go get it.
Mine was Maxo Cream, Pumpkin.
Then we went to Clutch. Clutch Album of the Year, which means AKA the Rival Ori Album of the Year, meaning you gotta get it in there.
Throw that mug up. Shoom.
Mine's the 21 Savage, I Am Greater Than I Was.
And mine was Steak and Shrimp Volume 3 by Chico.
He did self care second, but it doesn't matter. Self care album of the year for me was Mac Miller Swimming.
And mine was Saba, Care for Me.
Trap album of the year for me was Trouble Edgewood, and he's called the Audible.
Yep. I changed it. It was Mozzy, Ganglord, Landlord. No real slimy shit. You know what I'm saying?
Rookie of the Year album for me was J.I.D. Jid, aka Jid with DiCaprio too.
Yep, mine's Buddy, Harlan and Alondra, Compton. Well, Bompton on his side.
Bompton. West Coast album of the year for me was that nigga from the West Coast with the good hair with the people that's from New Orleans. Nipsey Hussle.
That was unanimous.
We did that for the world, man. We agreed.
Hell
R&B album for me was Teyana Taylor, Keep the Same Energy.
Yep, and mine was Brent Faiyaz, The Lost EP.
And the one y'all all were waiting on, which was we just talked about, was Rap Album Year for me was J Rock, Eastside Johnny.
And mine was Mick Jenkins.
So this is going to conclude.
Boom.
So, like, people who are listening, this is going to conclude the actual 4-year anniversary episode. We thank everybody for tuning in with us. If you started with me on YouTube, me and Ronnie on YouTube, and now you with me and Zicky on the podcast, thank you so much. We vow in this fourth season.
We're going to be more consistent, baby.
Because when we saw the last date that we actually gave you up, I was like, shit.
It's all gravy.
Shit. No, it had to be. I thought we did one. No, we did one wrong. Oh, no, that was before my birthday. Huh?
It's going to be bad.
So anyway, thank you guys for listening to us. So if you want to, there'll be a bonus episode. We're going to be talking about R. Kelly and some other stuff. We're not going to do Hello again, so that's just for the people that's listening, and it's because it's about to end.
This is the AO show. It's the AO, AO show. It's the AO show. It's the AO show. This is just my yo flow. Is a yo show. Is a